change of wood.
Yo.
Hi, is this Johnny Anderson?
Yeah.
Hi, Johnny. My name is John, and I think you referred to me by Christopher Smith.
Yes.
Okay, and this is about the Roundup lawsuit or baby formula?
The Roundup lawsuit.
Okay, very good. Okay, so I am a case intake specialist. Before I start, I got to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Is that all right?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that also correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then were you personally or was it someone you know that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
Yes, I know.
I'm sorry. Did you already get an attorney to file a claim?
Yes, I know.
You did already? Did you sign paperwork with a law firm?
No.
No, okay. So you have, just to confirm, Johnny, you have not signed filed a claim with a law firm?
No.
Okay, that's right. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm
no.
that's true?
Yes.
Okay. It's true that you have not signed documents?
No documents.
Can you confirm with a yes or no response that you have not signed documents?
No, I have not signed documents.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need. I'm sorry, Johnny. I just wanted to clarify that. All right, now, the next question has to do with a subtype. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma has like 60 different subtypes. Do you know what specific subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
B-cell?
Would that be large B-cell? Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you had more than one diagnosis?
No, just that.
Just that one, okay. And this is for you. You're filing a claim for yourself and you're alive?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was July 14th of last year, of 2023.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. July 14th, 2023?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then did you use Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And did you use it at home or did you use it at work?
I used it at home.
Okay, and can you provide me the address to where your home was that you used it at?
Yes, it was at my old address. It was at 845 North Monticello.
And can you spell Monticello?
Monticello, Chicago,
okay.
Illinois.
That's right. It's Monticello Avenue,
yes,
60651.
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. I found it on the internet. Okay. And is there any other person that you know was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup? Anyone else you know that you could refer?
No.
Okay. Okay, 1 second here. I'm sorry. I'm just typing up some notes. And how old were you when the diagnosis was made, when you got the NHL diagnosis? Were you over 18 but under 80?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your best guess, approximate number of years you've used Roundup in the past?
At least 7 years.
7 years? Okay.
7 to 8 years, yeah.
7 years. I'll put 7, the lower number. Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days during that 7-year period?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone, a smartphone that I'm talking to you on now?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Correct.
And this has to do with other illnesses besides non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And have you required chemotherapy other than for being treated for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? You ever had chemotherapy for something other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. And then you sent me a photo of your driver's license, so I can gather the spelling of your name is J-O-H-N-N-I-E, middle name Lee, L-E-E, last name Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And there appears to be no suffix, like no junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
No.
Okay. And your gender is male?
Correct.
And what is your marital status? Are you single, never married?
Single.
Single, never married. Okay. And can I get we do need to request medical records from the hospital, so we'll have you sign a release form along, and that'll have your name. But I also need your social security number to go on that authorization to release medical records. So could you provide me your social?
Yes. Give me 1 second. Let me find it.
Okay. Sure. In the meantime, just to confirm, your date of birth is February 25th, 1964?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. And what is your height and weight?
Say that one more time.
Are you still 5 feet 11 inches, 175 pounds?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. And let me know when you have your social available.
Give me 1 second.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll ask you another question. How did you learn of the outreach between lawyers about the Roundup lawsuit? Did you hear it from a television advertisement? Did you hear it online?
Yes, and then I seen it like on the commercials, like when I go on the phone, it pops up, and then I heard about it as well.
Okay.
And when you're ready for the last four of your the social, I'm ready.
Well, if you've got the full social, that'd be better. Do you have your full social?
Yes.
Go ahead.
35602928.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you repeat the social from the beginning?
Yeah, 35-860-2928.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you just to make sure I have it correct. It is 358-60-2928?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, and then so you heard about the Roundup lawsuit through a television advertisement or a smartphone text message?
TV.
TV advertisement, okay. And how long ago was that advertisement? What's your best guess of how long ago you saw that ad?
A couple years ago. I'm not pretty sure when.
Uh-huh. Maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, so I'm going to put 2 years from today's date, October 30th, 2022. Okay. And then I will be having you sign legal forms if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And I'll send you copies of the forms to your email address. So could you provide me your email address?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
J-O-H-N-N.
Oh, you know what? I think I have it because I think you texted it to me. J-O-H-3-N-I-E-E-915@gmail.com.
9915 at Gmail.
Yeah. Okay. So it's J-O-H-N-N-N-I-E. There's three N's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I-E. And then it's 915.
It's three N's and two E's and okay. Two nines. It's J-O-H-N-N-N-I-E-E 9915@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I got that. J-O-H three N's, N-N-N-I, two E's, E-E, 9915 at Gmail.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then your phone number I'm talking to you on is a smartphone. It's 773-934-7754. And
yes, correct.
So even after we're done today, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm sometime between now and the next 14 days. They're going to want to verify that you were, that you used Roundup in the past and that you developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They'll ask for the date of diagnosis. And then once they hear that from you specifically, they'll ask if it's okay if you give them permission to request medical records. They'll submit that form to the hospital and get records and start working on your case. So okay. Be on the lookout for that phone call. What's the best time they can reach you? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
You can contact me in the morning.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll have the law firm call you in the morning. All right, now I'm going to go back to asking you questions about your usage of Roundup. What's your best guess on the number of times you use Roundup within a year? Best guess.
How many times? I usually use it at least four times a day.
Four times a day? Okay. Well, you're very busy. How many times do you think that works out to be a year? Do you use it every month?
I used to use it every month.
Okay. What's your best guess on how many times per month or per year you use Roundup?
I'm going to say two rounds per month for 4 months, I think it was. I'm not sure. It was. I think so. I think it was two rounds per month.
For 4 months?
Correct.
Okay, so that sounds like you probably use it about eight times a year. But just eight times over a four-month period?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. And did you say you used Roundup? Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Did you spray Roundup at least one?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Johnny. Did you spray Roundup at least one full year before your diagnosis, before you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start spraying Roundup, approximately month and year?
Give me 1 second. I'm unlocking this car door for my brother. I'm sorry. Give me
it's
one
okay.
second.
It's okay. Sure.
All right. Can you ask me the question one more time?
Sure. When did you start spraying Roundup?
Asking for dates. October, I think it was. I don't know like when in October, but can I say October of 2016?
Okay.
To like July of 2023.
Okay. All right. Well, around the, I'll say you stopped using Roundup when you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Correct.
Okay.
In July of 2023.
And then, so you stopped because of your diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay. And then, how did you use Roundup? Did you use it seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Well, can we say monthly and yearly? Because isn't it like the same thing?
Yes, that's right. We can put monthly.
Okay.
Okay. And then, seasonally, because you said you only used it for 4 months in the year. I imagine that's the four season. That's this a certain time of the year, like maybe summer when weeds grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'll change that response to seasonally. How did you use it? Did you apply it using a hand sprayer? A backpack?
Through a spray bottle. I used to spray it through a spray bottle.
Okay. All right. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
And then
I wasn't
where did you...
thing. I just was using the spray bottle.
Okay. Well, you know you used Roundup at home, but where in your home? Was it a backyard, front yard? How big of an area was it applied?
The backyard.
Okay.
Front yard, too.
And how big of an area do you think is your estimate?
I'm not sure how big the yard was, but it was like a decent size, not too little, not too big.
Okay. What's your guess on the square footage?
Is 40 too much? Or like, I'm not pretty sure.
Well, how many feet do you think? Like 20 feet, 50 feet, 100 feet?
Probably like 50 feet.
Okay. Very good. And then you use this product in the state of Illinois? That's where
Correct.
You're living, right? Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. And you use this product in a residential setting. And I'm assuming the first time you got exposed to Roundup was directly from lawn and garden, home garden maintenance?
Correct.
And we mentioned directly, and you personally sprayed the product, and that means you were present 100% of the time. Does that sound right?
Correct.
Now, how many exposures to Roundup do you think you had in your entire lifetime? Like, how much do you think, over the 7 years of using Roundup, how many times do you think you've used it or exposed to it? And your rough estimate, best guess.
Now, could you say the last part over again? I'm just trying to understand it.
It's okay. How many times do you think you've used Roundup in your entire lifetime during that 7 year period? A rough estimate?
As many times a day or like,
No. The number of times you've used Roundup in your lifetime? How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
Can I say about like almost 7 years?
No, we've covered that, but how many over that 7 year period, how many times did you use Roundup? Your best guess?
Like 4 or 5 times a day.
No, this is actually using the how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime or had within that 7 year period of using the product? Would you say it's like 50 times, 100 times?
I'm going to say probably like 60 times. It was about a decent amount. I'm not pretty sure, but I'm going to just go with 60.
Okay.
I didn't understand the question like that. I got a little confused.
That's all right. It's just asking for how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime. So your best estimate is about 60?
Correct.
Okay, over that 7 year period. Okay, now we're on the same page. Do you live or get your water from a well? Do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup product did you use? Was it the concentrate or premix?
It was the concentrate.
Okay. And do you recall where you purchased it and when it was last purchased?
Last time, not sure.
Okay.
But I know it was concentrated. I think it was at Home Depot.
Purchased from the Home
the
Depot?
The last time I purchased it, it was at Home Depot. But I don't know like if they still sell it or nothing now because I don't buy it anymore.
Okay. Okay, so purchase from the Home Depot, but unsure when?
Yes, unsure when, but I purchased and it was concentrated.
Yes, got it. Okay. And then do you have any proof of purchase, like in the form of store receipts, credit card receipts, or any photo evidence or video evidence? Any proof
no,
of purchase?
No, because it hasn't been in, like, recently, so no.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession now? Do you have a bottle of Roundup at home?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been a smoker for? How many years?
About for like 3.
3 years of smoking? Okay. Are you currently employed?
Unemployed.
Okay. Not working. Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of your for treatment for NHL? Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed your condition, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The doctor, give me 1 second. It was, Dr. Ann McCall.
Ann McCall? And where is she located?
Silver Cross Hospital.
Okay, that's right. Is that the hospital that she went to for treatment and for diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay, all right. 1 second here. Okay, and you were diagnosed and treated at Silver Cross Hospital in Chicago?
Correct.
Actually, I think is it New Lenox, Illinois?
Yes, 1900 Silver Cross Boulevard, New Lenox, Illinois, zip code 6451.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me make a note of that. So the hospital name... Okay, doctor's name. And the address for Dr. McCall is at 1900 Silver Cross.
Correct.
And I'm going to use the hospital phone number for her phone number, which is 815-300-1100.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It makes it easier. Okay. And then... when did your treatment start?
I think,
you were diagnosed July 14th. Did they start treating you that same day, or was it a couple of days later?
No, the treatment, was received. Give me 1 second, because I'm not sure. I can't remember, but I know you need the exact date, so I'm trying to see like if I could like know the exact date for it. Give me 1 second. The date of the surgery?
The date that you treated. Yeah, I mean, it could be the surgery date.
It was July 23, 2023.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, 1 second. Yeah, that's the date, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And are you aware that the hospital has medical records to show proof of your diagnosis and treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively? By health, by emotional well-being, as well as financial well-being?
Yeah.
Negatively affected you? Okay. Okay. And then... right. What type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you get a stem cell treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have chemotherapy or immunotherapy?
Chemotherapy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And did you have any radiation treatment?
Just chemo.
Okay. Any surgery?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm glad you're here with us today. You survived. That's a good thing. All right. And then what is your current address? Is that the address that's on your driver's license, 163 North Parkside Avenue, Chicago, Illinois?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm staying one right now. Can I give you like a mailing address?
Yes,
to where,
that's fine.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to do 164 North Peoria, P-E-O-R-I-A, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code, it's 60607.
Okay.
But
now,
could you put the apartment, I think it's apartment 2607.
2607? Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Correct.
So let me just confirm I have the address correct. 164 North Peoria Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. And that's apartment 2607.
Correct.
Okay. And then the law firm does ask that you provide an emergency contact number, name and number, in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, Johnny?
Could we do my sister?
Does she live with you?
No.
Okay. And so your sister, her name?
Morgan.
M-O-R-G-A-N?
Yes, correct.
And her last name?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay, got it. And her phone number?
773-412-5692.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. I have area code 773-412-5692.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And my sister said that the address that I gave you for the mailing address.
Okay. That's your sister's address is the mailing address, 164 North Peoria? Okay, perfect.
Correct.
That's fine. All right. Johnny, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, but it's up to the law firm to make the final decision to represent you. They'll make that decision during that case verification call, that quick call to confirm that you used Roundup in the past, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the date you were diagnosed, and then they'll request medical records. I'm going to send you a text message with a link to the legal agreement to sign. That's the authorization for legal representation, along with the medical records. Before I send it, I just want to confirm that I have everything that I need on this filing. You are Johnny Lee Anderson. I've confirmed